This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll get some lines in the mix at 5 o'clock, but I wanted to, David and Kenny really wanted to rap about the Tigers, and I'm happy to do it. I think you guys have heard this for a while now, at least for me, is I just don't react to much that they do, good or bad. I'm here for the playoffs. I also never had this sky-high feeling they were going to win the World Series. And honestly, even at the depths of the losing streak a month ago, I told you, I'm going to give it the next 10 games. What did they do in those 10 games? They went 7-3. They're good. I don't think they're a bad team. But you're basically a 500 team over the last 80 games. The pitching is getting scary. It's okay to have some questions, but be careful writing your team off based on the sport they play. Baseball is a weird, weird sport. David, what do the ticket techs have to say?
Flaherty and Casey Mize last outings were good. Hatchett, you should be more clear when you speak nonsensical. When Casey just had a great start, that is okay. Lance in right. Ann Arbor.
Lance, you're an idiot. He gave sample sizes. Casey Mize over 10 starts. Jack Flaherty over 10 starts. Stop it.
You're also missing it. That's not what the point is. We're not trying to be overly negative after a win. That wasn't the case. We were just asking what this team actually is. What's the truth here?
Yeah, and I mean, here's some data for Lance, or whatever your name is. Mize, a 6.5 ERA his last 9 starts. Oh, okay. Flaherty his last 10, north of 5. Morton in his 6-7 starts as a Tiger, a 6.2 ERA. Look, if you want to come at my guy, go ahead. I'll sit back and laugh. But you don't get to make up stuff either. All right, Spank? Cut it out.
Yeah, it's not like David is sitting here trying to bury the team. And I think I speak for David and a lot of people, like, why don't you feel confident that this is that team? This is a team that other teams are like, man, we don't want to play the Tigers. You don't feel that way. You like the fact that they're leading the AL, and you hope that, okay, things fall into place. But as we said, hope ain't a strategy. And outside of school ball, you don't really feel that confident. So it's okay. Yes, they won. We're not bemoaning this team. It's just you don't feel that swagger. Maybe that's it. There's no swag with this team.
Yeah, it's just confusing. You have 81 wins, and like we just don't know who they are. Like, 81 wins, you should know what the team is. You should know that, oh, you know, they have a strong lineup. Or, you know, their pitching, starting pitching is amazing. We don't really know.
Why don't you make up some more stuff? Go ahead.
We've got one pitcher. Everybody else is average. You cannot be good teams with average pitching. The Mets are a playoff team. I am a heartbroken, longtime Tiger fan.
Don't be heartbroken. Again, if they get hot the right time, just do not write them off. I'm warning you. Be very careful. Like, they're not a bad team. I just don't think they were ever as good as some of you believed, and that's okay. David, one more, and I'll go to the phones.
I think the simplest way to put it, the approach for the playoffs is, imagine if we lose game one with Scooble, might as well pack our bags. That's how important game one becomes without a reliable 2-4 starter.
It's not how baseball works. Look, I don't think it would help, clearly, but no, there's no such thing. All right. You're going to get Scooble twice in a 7-game set. Yeah, it would be highly encouraging to win those games. But who knows? Maybe you get some combination of good Flaherty, Mize, Morton, and then you're like, whoa, these guys, all you got to do is be good at the right time. That's it. Let's go to Chad, 97.1. Chad, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hey, guys. I go to about 40 games a year, so I'm there a lot. And this team is just, they're a wait-and-see team. You're always holding your breath, and that's an exhausting way to watch baseball. That's why you don't have the, that's why you don't have the excitement. But they're just not that good. Mike's right. I mean, he's right on almost everything about this team. Waiting for the playoffs. Can they win? Sure, because baseball's a freaking weird-ass sport. But, yeah, it is what it is.
No, I mean, and Chad, nice this is
team,
the thing.
But they're not great.
This is the thing, Chad. I think the other thing yes. that, and I want your take, because you go to so many games sure. and you're clearly invested. It's so yep. crazy a year ago, they couldn't lose to end the year. True. This year, they couldn't lose to start the year. Mm-hmm. So you're getting not a yep. taste of your own medicine. Clearly, you're not in a free fall like that. But 500 over an 80-game stretch, it weighs on you a little bit, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of course. Absolutely. You know, the one thing that I will say behooves them, if you like that word, and serves them well, is that they are a very resilient team.
Yes.
They never think they're out of a game. And maybe that's youth. Maybe that's maybe not the experience of being a very old team. But they always think they're in games. And that will help you be a little bit better record-wise. But, yeah, pitching's going to get them. If, you know, if Reese Olson were here, maybe that could help, you know, have another a solid number two starter. But they're not pitching well at all, and that's not going to get you very far this time of year.
No, and as crazy as it sounds, I mean, Lord knows, Chad, with as many games as you go to, I'm sure you got a few more on deck. There's still a month left in the season. So, like, they have some time. Hey, look, if they get hot at the right time, just be careful. Do not sign that death certificate. It's okay to feel a little bit down about your team. But I don't know. I've just seen enough in baseball. And like Rico, you cited it. Whether it's your Braves, my Yankees, how many of those great teams for both of us never got home?
And then you sit there eating sad pizza.
Right.
How did this happen?
You turn into cookies eating his sad Chipwich.
Oh.
We go to Stan.
And you know what?
What's up?
My magical number, 10 games for dinner.
10 games.
That 81 wins. I need them to hit 91. You and I, our bet.
We have a so I have 90. You have 91.
Yep.
How many games left?
Probably 20 plus, right?
Ooh. So basically, if they're a 500 team, I got yes. a shot to get home. If yes. they play better than that, Rico wins. I dig it. Yeah, it's good. A little drama. I didn't even realize we had that bet. Let's go to Stan 97.1. Stanley, what's going on, buddy?
Michael and Rico, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I was at the beginning of the year, I picked them to win 91 games, win the Central Division, and make it to the ALCS. They're still that team. I think that then the reason why I put money on the for the World Series at plus 4,000 and the American League at plus 1,200 was because in a five-game series, I got Scooble going twice. But the thing, the biggest thing that the people don't realize, and I go to about 40 games too, I am a proud 1901 Society member, is that, you know, they... Cody Staberhagen had a wonderful article about how the Tigers are the best running team since 1970. They have the number 14 OPS, yet they score, they are the number 8 in scoring team. So that's who they are, and it's not fashionable, and it isn't like everybody wants to be bludgeoned. Now, I have a few things that, you know, that you see, I believe that AJ has been auditioning people since the trading deadline to get things together and to get the team in good shape. And I think that they're going to make a run. I don't know where it's actually going to be, but just like everybody has said, you got to have some voodoo. And the thing about it is, because we got Scooble, we got some voodoo to make some hay, but they're never – and by the way, this is a real young team, right? And this team, this year, last year they snuck up on people. This year they've been being chased, and they're learning how to win. Their average age is about 26, and the average age of a major leaguer is currently 28 and a half. So anyway, are they going to win the World Series? No. But I'm enjoying every game I'm going to because they're exciting and they're all meaningful.
And Stan, your point is a really good one because it's the separator between a base statistic and the actual production. They take more bases, go first to third more, advance more. They are a very good base running team. Yeah, no, they're
very
excellent.
Aggressive
and Stan,
on the base pass.
In a playoff series, when you don't have Murderer's Row or you don't have Schilling and Randy Johnson to pitch four times in a seven-game set.
I didn't mention that.
I did. The margins, they matter. So that's what's going to give them a chance. So, and again, you have a manager that is going to play matchup after matchup after matchup. That's where I'd be very careful writing them off as well. 248-539-9797. We'll mix a few more to calls if you like, and we can get to some Lions because, oh boy, executives speaketh. Want to know if they are being a little negative towards your Lions. We'll talk about it next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.